A long time ago, they did. Used to call them row houses. But now they call them apartments. When they make them all together, they call them apartments.
Okay, now most apartment buildings have a man who would do small jobs of repairing the whole apartment complex.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call him?
Well, he's construction. That's what you call them, to fix the houses and things. And anything go wrong with them. And go around and, you know, and look, see what's wrong and everything.
And what if he lived in those buildings, but also helped take care of it? Do you have a word for it?
Well, if you call, they used to call them caretakers, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Go around and fix the house, and if he live right by him or something, he can still stay there and attend to him and see what's wrong with it.
Okay, now, what would a janitor be?
A janitor?
Yeah.
Well, a janitor, he's buff floors and clean them. Mm-hmm. And see that the lights are put in the building and they go out.
Okay. How about superintendent?
Well, the superintendent is over the schools.
Okay. Now, what kind of thing would you use to cut your grass?
A lawnmower.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me about some different kinds?
Well, a long time ago, we used to have just the push mower.
Uh-huh.
But now it's different. You have an electric mower, and then you have the power mower, and it has some you can sit down all day long and keep it going. And it has some to catch the bags on the side to catch the grass.
Mm-hmm.
And have no trouble picking the grass up.
Okay. What about a type of thing that breaks the dirt up in the ground? If you're going to start a garden, you
mm-hmm.
might use one of these things to break the ground up.
Oh, they're so different too now. But they used to have a one of those you push too. It, as you go, it brings the dirt up. But now it's different. It has it has a machine too. He can sit up on it and it drags. So, you know, it's all different now. They make machines different now.
And what do you call the thing they used to push?
Wait now. Bulldozer or something like that, a little bulldozer to pull the dirt up or something like that.
Okay. Have you heard of a tiller?
No, tiller.
Okay. Or a rototiller?
Rototiller. Mm.
Okay. And if you were planting a small garden, and if you're kneeling down, you might use a small tool.
That's a little space. Like you're digging up hole or flowers, too. You can use some flowers, too.
Okay. Would you ever use a hand trowel? What's a trowel to you?
Are you talking about something like a little rake? It's small, but...
Yeah. If I said trowel, what would that be to you?
Well, that would be something like you dig in a hole.
Oh.
But it's made like a little shelf, I believe it is. A little bit of small containers, something like that.
Okay. Now, what about a tool that has three little prongs coming in?
That's a rake. Oh, you're talking about...
What if it's a real short one?
It's real short. That's what I was talking about just a while ago. I know what you're telling me. Yeah, it's something like a rake, but it has three little paws to it, and it's turned up just like, turned down, it's like a rake.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we still call that a little small rake or something like that.
Okay. Now, what kind of rake would you use to rake up leaves in the fall?
Well, that'd be a leaf rake, and the other rake is more heavier, and it has more sprawls to it. That's a heavy rake. That's for the heavy trash now.
Okay. Now, if you had some hedges, and
then you had some clippers for those.
Okay. What about? Is there a different name for the kind that you use by hand as compared to the electrical?
Well, it has both kinds. You can use both kinds now. Electric and either the other kind, the old styles.
What do you call old kind?
Old kind was clippers. Most we call them clippers.
Okay. If a real good-sized tree blew down in the road, somebody might need to come along and cut it up. You know, a man might have to come and cut it up.
Mm-hmm.
What would he cut it up with?
Well, we had...